Welcome back to Prophecy Today. As promised, David Dolan is standing by. He has a Middle East news update, a lot of items to cover. So, Dave, if you will, be staccato, and let's get all the information in. People need to understand that the Middle East is maybe the most important region in all of Bible prophecy. That's going to be where it all concludes. Other regions will play a role before we move to the Middle East, but ultimately the Middle East, it's the end game as far as Bible prophecy is concerned. Mentioned to you in the first segment with Ken Timmerman that we are going to be going to Washington, D.C. this week. We're not going to be in a church because of my preparations to do our brand new documentary, Is the United States in Bible Prophecy? We'll be doing a video shoot there in Washington and then up into New York. So I want you to pray for us as we do this. We'll give you information as to how you can get your copy when we get it in the can, produced, and ready to send it out to those who are interested in this topic. By the way, where's the United States in Bible Prophecy? That's the number one question for every prophecy Q&A. Well, let's go to David Dolan. He's the man who knows about the Middle East. Moscow, David, has rejected the Israeli possibility of sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Now, that's kind of a jab into the gut for the Jewish people. I don't see how they could give up the Golan Heights. It's so key to Israeli security. Would you agree with that?
I would, Jimmy. However, Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov didn't actually say that Israel would never end up with the Golan Heights, but he did say to change the status unilaterally, which Israel has done, of course. I was there at the base of the Golan Heights living in a kibbutz in 1981 when the Knesset declared that the Golan is part of Israel, sovereignly part of Israel, and will remain that way forever. But he said to change the status, bypassing the Security Council, I think, would be a direct violation of these resolutions. So he's saying the UN doesn't recognize this, UN previous revolutions doesn't recognize Israeli control there, so this has to be resolved at the UN. But, of course, it's an indication that they do not support Israel holding on to that, and we've been talking about it. Israel and Russia have close relations, but Russia and Syria are very close allies. And obviously Syria is demanding the control back over the Golan Heights, so that is a continuing problem going on there.
Well, the bottom line is that if you go back 3,500 years, when Joshua brought the children of Israel across into the Promised Land, he gave half the tribe of Manasseh the Golan Heights. Book of Joshua, chapter 20 and 21. Look it up. It's there. And in fact, Golan is the word used in the Bible, Bashan, is an additional word for the same location. So people are not yet understanding. They will with the return of the Lord and the setting up of the millennial kingdom. And a part of that whole scenario is Iran going after the Israelis and trying to wipe them off the face of the earth. And this last week, an advisor to Mahmoud Abbas, head of the Palestinian Authority, said that Islam's religious war to destroy Israel has already started. What do you know?
Well, it sure looks like war to a lot of people. Yesterday, Jimmy, there were 15,000 Palestinians rioting along the Gaza border. A bomb was set off. A bunch of young Palestinian guys rushed across the border towards an Israeli army outpost. The soldiers opened fire. The PA said that six Palestinians were killed and over 50 wounded in the rioting that went on. Of course, this came a day after Israel blew up yet another tunnel going into Israel, 650 feet already into Israel it was, Israeli territory. They blew that up. $3 million of cement was used, the army said, to produce that. It had electricity, it had trains, very modern. And that, of course, is being built along with the 15 others destroyed over the last year, 15 in total over the last year. to come in and carry out terror attacks in Israel. More incendiary balloons landed in Israel this week, in fact, for the first time in the city of Jerusalem, one on Emek Rephaim, a main road in the south of Jerusalem. I used to live a block away from that. I know you know that road, the German colony. It landed right in the middle of the street. Others on Thursday, Jimmy, actually floated up the what's called the Valley of the Cross. You're familiar with that, just next to the Knesset, just below the Knesset, then the Israeli Prime Minister's office, the center of government, several more. Another one was found on Friday on a road in central Israel. Earlier, a powered parachute actually penetrated a U.S. Army base's airspace in central Israel. Now, they're not saying that was a attack from Gaza necessarily. It could have been an Israeli, but very suspicious, and it came very close to an Israeli jet, actually. So the warfare on the ground goes on. There were more terror attacks in Judea and Samaria this week. A Palestinian young man knifed to death a reserve soldier. So the war is continuing, the holy war. It's not a new thing. Hamas declared at its inception in 1988 that its goal was the complete annihilation of the Jewish state. That, of course, is still in the PLO's official charter, although it was watered down somewhat with the Oslo Accords, but it still can be found there. You hear it all the time from the statements being made by Palestinian Authority leaders and certainly from Hamas leaders. So all this going on, Jimmy, indicates the jihad is definitely on. There's no slowing down in it, and the Israelis are fully prepared to defend themselves, and they've made that clear again this week.
John Bolton, who is the security advisor to President Donald Trump, made an interesting statement this week. The Palestinians got really upset. He used this phrase, Palestine is a so-called state. Boy, that got in the craw of the Palestinians, but it's true. They have never had a Palestinian state, have they?
They haven't, Jimmy, but we're learning this week, at least Israeli media reports are saying that the presidential peace plan, President Trump's peace plan that's being formulated, will include the creation of not one, but two Palestinian states. That there will be a separate Palestinian state in the Gaza Strip that will be basically under Egypt's control. Egypt will take care of it, watch out for it. And that there will be a separate mini Palestinian state in Judea and Samaria. This is apparently what President Trump is going to propose. Now, the Israelis are not thrilled with any Palestinian state, but the separation of the two means that Hamas, at least, would be very unlikely to ever gain control over the first state in Judea and Samaria, with Ramallah as its capital, since Hamas is a lot weaker in that area than they are, obviously, in the Gaza Strip, which they fully control. This comes as the internal dispute between Fatah and the PA carries on, Jimmy. Abbas threatened this week to withhold all money to the Gaza Strip that the PA owes. Now, every month, $96 million is sent into Gaza from the PA. That comes from international money. Of course, the U.S. earlier cut off its donations to the PA, but many others still contribute to that. He said, we'll cut that off entirely. Well, that would create further chaos, and the Israelis said, look, if you do that, we'll just divert the money we collect for the PA. Israel actually collects tax money every month, Jimmy, for the PA in areas that are Palestinian, that it still has authority over. And they said, we'll just divert that money to the Gaza Strip if you go ahead and cut it off. So there's a bitter rivalry still between the Palestinians internally. We have these failing talks going on in Egypt. This week, Qatar transferred some fuel into Gaza just to help that humanitarian aid, about $50 million worth of fuel. Qatar, supposedly part of this peace plan, Jimmy, with the United States and Turkey and Egypt, bypassing Saudi Arabia. That's a whole other story I don't want to get into now. We could talk for an hour on that. But there is a lot of moving pieces right now, a lot going on. The situation is very volatile. And, of course, it's still volatile in the north and along Syria. But this week, the attention has been mainly on Gaza and the Palestinians and what they're doing. Again, the Israelis, I've said this before, fear that this is all diversion. Iran has ordered Hamas to step up these attacks, to do all these things in order to get the Israelis' attention in the south and the center of the country while they continue to prepare for an attack in the north. That is the fear, and it's a very real one and one that could take place. So we're certainly watching out for that.
Just talking about John Bolton, former ambassador to the United Nations from the United States, and the lady who has been there in that key position there in that worldwide body, Nikki Haley, surprisingly resigning this week at the United Nations. I'm sure this was a heartbreak as far as Israel is concerned, wasn't it?
It was, Jimmy, and on several levels. One is related to the Trump peace plan, because she has apparently, she herself said that she's been working with Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, on this plan, that a lot of progress has been made. And the Israelis feel, well, they don't feel, they know she is a very close friend of Israel. She has a heart for Israel, along with a political support for Israel. She's spoken impassionately many times in the UN for Israel, on Israel's behalf. She's pointed out, unlike even John Bolton did when he was the ambassador, and he was pretty vocal, the hypocrisy in the UN, their anti-Israel stance, their anti-American stance often, a real champion for the world and democracy, the Israelis believed in. Prime Minister Netanyahu and other officials issued statements of regret that she's going, but understanding that, you know, this is her life, she has to go on. They're just hopeful that the replacement, whoever comes in her place, will be at least half as vocal as her, they'd be happy with.
Yeah, that replacement is going to be key, especially as it relates to Israel itself. David Dolan, the man who covers the Middle East, and we talk about issues that help you understand how God's prophetic plan is quickly moving better into focus and moving towards total fulfillment. David, thank you for the report, my good buddy. We'll talk again next week.
You're welcome, Jimmy. God bless.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, John Rood is standing by. He has a European Union update. That's another key region of this world. Stand by for John Rood right here on Prophecy Today.